Cooper and Una
on iRadio.
This is iRadio in the morning. It's Cooper and Una, and it's I Love Irish Time, and we are loving this. It's a brand new track. It's called Can't Be Wrong. Donatella, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello.
Good, thanks for having me.
Come here, how would you describe your sound?
My sound as an artist? That's a good question, because sometimes I don't even know my own sound. I'm still searching for that, but I originally started off as kind of R&B vibes, you know, kind of slow, romantic. And now I've gone for a little more kind of exotic, upbeat vibes. So to be honest with you, the answer to that question could change every month. Yeah.
And you're a Sligo gal as well. So maybe, I don't know, some Westlife vibes have kind of trickled down into the sound as well.
Honestly,
what do you think?
They may be. Growing up in the car, they always used to be on, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Have you ever bumped into any of the lads in Sligo?
I have. Yeah, I have. Actually. There's kind of like a weird relation there.
Go on.
So my mum's sister is married to Shane's brother.
My aunt is married
to Shane's
brother.
So you're cousins with Westlife, essentially.
I guess you could.
Oh, cool! Amazing. They should have you supporting them now, Donatella.
Honestly, might have to send a quick email or something.
Quick email. Pick up the phone.
They're cousins. They're family, man.
Hey, cousin Shane, what's going on, bro?
It's Donatella here. So, can I ask you about the name Donatella? It means gift of God. Did you know that?
You know what? I didn't know that, but now I do. Even better.
So when you ring Westlife up, you can.
When they ask me.
Exactly. Gift of God.
Yeah.
I immediately went to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but then I was promptly told, no, that's Donatello.
Oh,
yeah.
Hello.
Donatello. Yeah. Yeah.
But Donatella is the female. And so you're from Sligo, Donatella, but do you live in Spain as well, or do you kind of go back and forth?
Yes. So I grew up in Ireland for the first 13 years of my life. Now I'm in Madrid because that's where I study for uni.
Oh, amazing. What are you studying?
I'm studying law and business. So, yeah. And a bit of Spanish on the side, I guess you could say, because if I'm living there, you know, you kind of have to pick it up. So, yeah.
So I'm just recently back from Ibiza. And I had something that I haven't told Una about this either. And I know Una's going to react very weirdly to this. I had something for the first time ever. And I'm in love with it. I've never had tapas before.
Tapas.
Yeah.
Tapas.
You've never had tapas before.
No.
Like, hello. How have you been on this earth for 57 years and
what?
Excuse me.
You deserve that.
And not had tapas. What kind of tapas did you have?
So here's the thing, right? I always thought that tapas was just like crackers with a bit of parma ham and an olive.
No.
I was just like, what's I need
a meal.
Well,
they can be tapas as well, and they're all very tasty and nice tapas, yeah, for starter tapas.
I didn't realise that it's like tiny meals.
Yeah, that you get to share. Yeah. Oh, I love tapas.
Kind of like picky bits. I know that's an awful way to describe them.
It was delicious.
But, so good.
Picky bits, you share them. There's Spanish tortilla, there's chorizo, there's so many different things. Like,
I love your accent there. Tortilla, chorizo. It's fab. Oh my God, you've got me hungry now.
You're welcome.
Let's get tapas.
I had something called salmon balls.
Okay, salmon balls. Was it smoked salmon or?
No, it was literally.
That sounds like something for the tourists. I haven't seen that one.
Yep. That's me, tourist Steve. Come here, with regards to gigs or anything and new music, what are the plans for the rest of the year and next year? Do you know?
The plans for the rest of the year are to keep putting out music. That's like my main goal, my main vision, because what I really want to do is kind of build, a base, like a fan base almost, or people that really kind of like, oh, I like her as an artist and I really like her music. Like, to develop that base will be the most important for me. In September, anyways, I've got another song coming out, which is also a little different from Can't Be Wrong.
Okay.
Can't Be Wrong is more summery vibes, good vibes, you know, a little romance, teenage romance. But the next one is kind of, you know, drill.
Mm.
It's drill, but it's not drill in the sense that it's quite heavy or it's a little aggressive. It's more kind of like a drill beat mixed with pop.
Okay.
So it's a little bit of a fusion, and I'm looking forward to actually putting that out there too.
Yeah, I'd be interested.
I like the sound of that mixture now, I have to say.
Because I like drill, believe it or not.
You like drill?
Yeah, I do. I love all that. I like urban and street music. I think it's really, really good. So yeah. I'll be looking forward to hearing that now.
That's exciting.
Yeah, well, I'll make sure to send it to you.
Do.
Donatella, thank you so much. It's been absolutely lovely talking to you. We're loving your track, and best of luck with everything in the future. And we will definitely talk to you soon.
Thank you. Can I just say as well, I just want to say a big thank you to everyone at iRadio for promoting young Irish artists, because I mean, it really does the world of good, like not only for exposure, but also for, you know, that confidence boost. Because to be able to hear your music on the radio is just amazing. And all the time I'm getting texts from family and friends being like, oh, you're on the radio again, you're on the radio again. And I mean, it's just an amazing feeling. So thank you.
You're so welcome.
Anytime. All right. Oh, there's me getting an email. Thank you so much, Donna. Listen, have an amazing day and stay safe in that heat, okay?
Thanks, you too.
All right, cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
iRadio in the morning
with Now. Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Back tomorrow from 7 a.m. on iRadio.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.